Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I had an amazing weekend. I had a chance to go with my wife. We're celebrating our anniversary.
Still? Wasn't it like a month ago?
Yeah. He's in love. He's in love.
It's been a week, so we had the weekend, you know.
Do y'all celebrate for like a whole week or something?
You know what? God's been so good. We can celebrate for a week. That's something to celebrate a whole week for, you know?
I hear you, man.
It is. But, it really is. I remember, man. God's been good to you.
Yeah, he has. So we head out to Central Park. We rent these bikes, right? So we're riding now.
Motorcycles?
No. Oh. You know, bikes. You know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, tricycles.
No. It's some of bikes.
Oh.
Bikes. Trikes. You know.
Okay.
So we're riding.
In Central Park?
Central Park.
They say if you jog around Central Park, by the way, that it's like smoking two packs of cigarettes. Serious. I mean, that was back when I was there, you know, stationed there years ago, and it was a little bit more smoggier then.
Well, I smelled all kinds of smells in there, but we won't go.
When you finish walking through, you can take a piece of white Kleenex and just wipe it across your face and go, oh my goodness, exhaust.
<You know? laughs> Actually, the outskirts are, you know, like that. But inside, I was so amazed. I've driven by Central Park so many times, but and we've been there like once before. But walking, you know, doing the bike thing inside of it, oh, it's just beautiful.
See, did you see any angels visiting from Throne Room of God coming down to see how things were going? Okay, I'm sorry. I want to hear about this Central Park, which is a mile. By the way, people don't know how big it is. It's a mile. It's a square mile, right? Or is it a mile long?
I have no idea.
I think it's a square mile.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Just pictures don't do it justice. It's huge.
Yeah.
You can't imagine that this beautiful park with these huge mountain rocks are right in the middle of the city. They've got an amazing statue. I had a statue of Daniel Webster. Mm. Oh, amazing statue. I took a picture of it, but it says something like union and liberty, never to be apart or separated. Something just pretty awesome. But they have all these statues.
What's so cool about it, too, is that it's a square mile of intense focus of a park.
Yes.
It's not like just a piece of land. Every single thing is staged to be beautiful, and the lakes and the trees. I mean, you need that for therapy living in the concrete jungle. Right? Isn't it like that?
You almost forget you're in Manhattan, to be honest with you. They have lakes and ponds and statues.
Unless you stay there after dark, and then you'll remember that you're there.
Don't stay after dark. You don't stay after
dark. The sun's going down. Run. The sun's going down. It's a mile. Run for the border.
So, I didn't know this. I mean, they have an app. They have all kinds of maps.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I'm cruising along, and I notice that there are lines. There are lines on the paths. They have a path for the horse and buggy people that are going there. They have a path for the bike riders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lane, not a path, a lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lane for the runners. And so I'm cruising right along on my bike. And
which lane are you in? You're in the runner lane or the bike lane or the horse lane?
I was in all the lanes. I didn't know that.
You got a ticket, didn't you? You got a ticket.
Yeah, I'm cruising. But then, you know, I see my wife. She's having such a wonderful time. So, you know, what do? I'm the good husband. I want to take my camera out.
Oh,
okay. So I go smile, you know, take a photo. And, you know, I've been in this bike. It's, you know, you're riding a bike. It's like brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have the camera in one hand, the brake, you know, steering with the other.
Oh, and that's like an OSHA video, what not to do.
So what do I do? I, you know, want to slow down, and I press only one of the brakes. It just so happens that the one that I pressed
was it the front?
Happened to be for the front tire.
Oh, no. Were you going downhill?
I didn't have to go downhill because the back tire literally came over in the back of my head and it flew me over.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Oh my goodness.
I'm flying in midair, trying not to land in horse, you know what. But this is not the worst of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it? It's the people that are that when you fall like that, it's a good idea just to stay down. Just, you know, get the sympathy, get it all out. Don't get me quick to get up. And all the people were so kind. sir?
All of them are kind.
One after the other. I go, please just go. Just go. I'm fine. Go. Keep going. Don't stop here. Keep going. And my wife, she's like, oh my gosh, you could have died out there. This is not a good idea. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. But guess what?
What?
Sad to say, guys, that wasn't the first time that I fell. I mean, there was
what?
I didn't fall just once. You know?
Uh-huh.
We just kept riding after I brushed myself off. I have a little cut.
What was on your horse poo?
No horse poo. Thank the Lord for that.
How did you land? You landed between the walk-in path and the poo path. I meant the horse
no
path.
No idea. I had mercy that I have no idea. You know what?
I know people walk with their dogs with the little small baggies in the city.
Oh, trust
if you
me.
If you have a horse, how big is your bag? Did like is like a
garbage,
like,
garbage bag.
It's a garbage bag.
It's a hefty.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
5 minutes into this ride, and I flew over the handlebars.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't break. I got to tell you, the phone was still intact. My body now was tore up.
Wow.
I get back on the bike. So my wife's like, please be careful. Stay in the bike. Like, riding along. I'm getting the hang of it. Now I'm feeling good. And then there's this steep hill. Mm-hmm. So this is like of a mountain bike. So I'm feeling adventurous, you know. I'm on my anniversary showing my wife how cool I am riding this bike.
That's over, by the way. At the point, once you go over the handlebars, cool is gone. You just want to say, I'm still here for you, baby.
I had to try to redeem myself.
Right? Oh.
Bad idea. So here I am trying to gear up to go up the steep hill, and I can't make it, and I fall to the left of me right on top of my wife. And she's
Oh my goodness.
Dude,
we want the security footage in the park. We want the security footage in the park.
This 80-year-old man comes with this other guy, says, sir, let me help you up. He said, don't worry. Nobody saw this. I said, listen, I'm just happy to be alive. Help me. Thank you.
Let me pause for a moment. Joanne, can you get us the footage of this in the park? We want the footage of this.
We got to get that.
So this happened Saturday?
This was Saturday.
Time? Eastern?
See, I started laughing. She didn't find that too funny, though. She wasn't quite.
She's like, kind of get away from me right now. I was like, don't say you're married to me right now.
She's like, I need you to use hand signals. Don't stop.
Warning light.
Is she okay?
She is fine.
Do we need to pray for healing for her or anything like that?
Oh, no. I do have to say that we did make it through the rest of the day without any other incidents.
So what's God saying to you about the park?
And I wasn't banned.
You were a sign. You were a sign.
It was hilarious. I mean, just had to kind of be there. I'm just glad I'm alive and I made it. Yeah, that was horrible. I mean, I thank God I'm still alive. And here's the thing,
yes.
You know, some of these guys, they ride bikes and, you know, I'm trying to enjoy this nice time with my wife. And these guys in these nice, probably poor Pat probably, would, guys in these biker uniforms, they have the, you know, their cycling pants and they're just whizzing by me, just blurring
cyclone
by
pants.
Me, just you know, and I'm like, show offs, you know, I'm just doing my best, you know, trying to pedal through the park.
Yeah, we heard about your best.
And
did you have a helmet on, John?
I didn't have a helmet, but that's what my wife suggested. She said, you know, they
you need one.
Hold on, give me a second. Mayor Bloomberg's office, please.
Right,
I need.
Get me now.
Mayor, we need people to wear helmets, and we have a video that we can use for promotional for that. You know, I know
you're
busy. I'm speaking to the mayor. Mayor Bloomberg, we have somebody that did some footage this Saturday in the park, and we know you're into protecting everybody and keeping them safe with no sugar and stuff like that. Well, he is not wearing his helmet, and so this is great footage, Mayor Bloomberg. We can use this to tell people you need to wear a helmet in the park. I mean, he falls... Three times, he crashes three times.
And knocks his wife over.
He literally knocks his wife on her anniversary, knocks her over on his, and this is perfect footage. So Mayor Bloom, okay, hold on a minute. They got me on hold for a second. Mayor Bloomberg, hello. Oh. Okay, we'll tell him to call me back. Have a good day. Okay, sorry, what now? What was going on?
Listen, if you're not careful, he may make people who drive cars wear helmets, okay? So don't
right. Right.
But I'm just glad that I survived it, and the rest of the day was a beautiful, beautiful day. and enjoyed that time with my wife there as we celebrated our anniversary there. But I'm alive.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to, you know, always like try to find meaning of things. What was God saying as Balaam was riding his donkey through the the prophet was riding his donkey through Sodom? No, I'm gonna say. No, did it go forward? Did the bike go forward? Or was it always the same spot? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, the first time, like I told you, the first time I fell, the back tire went over the back of my head, and I like a horse bucking.
That's terrible.
I flew. I mean, I was doing the whole Superman thing. I mean,
with a camera in your hand,
huh? With the phone in my hand, and I have to say,
were you recording?
Tuck and roll.
One scratch on my iPhone. Now my body's different. But not one scratch on my iPhone. I've made it out alive, and so did the phone.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's amazing, man. I'm just like...
And they have lanes for a reason. See, now, too, you know, I realize that they have horse lane, they have the biker's lane, and then they have the runner's lane.
Well, if you have not heard, you got to go to the first hour and hear his anniversary ride through the park in Central Park, and hopefully Mayor Bloomberg's office will call back.
Yes.
And we'll get a chance to, because I think that's a perfect footage for him.
Oh,
so go ahead and just post on Mayor Bloomberg's Facebook. I think it's called www.facebook.com/dictator. What was I doing? That's not it. I heard that probably from Glenn Beck. He's always against everybody. That was probably where I heard that from.
Oh, he's not against everybody. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.